Country Pop FM. The Bob Almanac is on the air, ready to go, serving all counties in Bob Country. And again, the Bob Almanac quiz coming up at the end of the program. For tickets, Ellsworth, Wisconsin. I don't know if they invented cheese curds there, but they certainly perfected them. And there may be towns that make cheese curds that are as good, but they certainly don't make them any better than in Ellsworth, Wisconsin. Showdown in Curdtown. Listen for your chance to win.
I like it.
On today's, before we get to the actual almanac, one of these.
Bob Almanac bonus track.
So a couple of days ago, we had Jerry Stiller on the Gone But Not Forgotten, and he deserves more than just one clip, I think.
Hello?
This is Frank Costanza.
What do you want?
You think you can keep us out of Florida?
We're moving in lock, stock, and barrel. We're going to be in a pool. We're going to be in a clubhouse. We're going to be all over that shuffleboard court. And I dare you to keep me out.
Frank Costanza, Jerry Stiller, and that's another
Bob Almanac bonus track.
So today,
something else.
Yeah, today, Thursday, June 10th, 161st day of the year, 204 days left to go. 1692, the first victim of the Salem witch trials, Bridget Bishop, was hanged for witchcraft in the colony of Massachusetts. 1692 is a dark time. It really was.
Very.
And the question comes up, well, what was she doing that people thought was witchcraft? And I believe what it was, I mean, what I read is that she actually got her husband to do what he was told.
Hi-yo.
1902, the window envelope was patented. That's our patent of the day. Americus F. Callahan. We need some kids named Americus.
Right.
Americus. Americus Erickson would have been outstanding. Americus F. Callahan. The window envelope was patented. What a great, I mean, you only had to address things once. You didn't have to, if you're writing a form letter or a bill or sending an invoice, you put the address on the invoice. If you fold it properly and place it so it can be seen through the window, you don't have to address the envelope.
Right.
How convenient was that? That's genius,
I love that.
Wasn't it?
So I love that. I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, and definitely. That was 1902. 1903.
It's fun to create with Crayola. Crayola crayons come in this box of 64 different colors with a built-in sharpener.
That was my favorite box of Crayola, the 64.
Oh yeah,
with the built-in sharpener.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think they had a 48, which was an upright big box, but it was more square than the 64.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that was 36. I can't remember, but there was another one, and you always wanted to show up in school with the biggest box.
Right.
Crayons. You didn't want to be the one with the little sleeve of crayons.
The where
you had
12 or...
you had Roy G. Biv. You had all the basic colors of the white light spectrum, but you didn't have any of the other ones.
Yeah.
Forest green, salmon. You didn't have salmon in that one.
No.
So Crayola, this date, Binney and Smith Company, they began developing a product line of wax crayons. Product was named Crayola, and childhood would never be the same, Neil.
They did pretty well with those.
Finally, restaurants.
Some kids wanted to eat them.
Finally, restaurants would have something to give to kids so they wouldn't be screaming and yelling.
Right.
And people could eat in peace. They would give them a little thing, give them some crayons.
And a little paper with, different dot to dot.
Yes.
Whatever, tic-tac-toe and draw pictures. It was genius.
The ballpoint pen was invented on this date, our invention of the day.
Bic.
No longer did you have to use the fountain pen. You could do it with a ballpoint pen.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it was the Bic people or not. Not listed here. If it was, certainly would be.
I think it was, lighters
and pens, Bic's right up there.
Yep.
1976 here this date. Audio from the Seattle Kingdom in 1976. Paul McCartney and Wings set a record for indoor concerts. 67,100 fans at the Kingdom.
That's good. Well attended.
Yeah, it was. So way to go, Paul McCartney and Wings. How about 1977? here this day.
Things were rolling today. I had the putter really going good. And I was a little nervous because it really was a big moment. I may never have that chance again to shoot that low around. And and I'm thinking, geez, all these people are here. They want to see me shoot 59, and I'm the one that has to do it, And I just said to myself, you've been using that stroke all day, go with it. And fortunately, I had some confidence to go with it. And I said, whatever you do, don't leave it short.
How confident is your putting stroke right now, Neil?
That's one of the few things I'm actually doing
That's
well.
That's good. Al Geiberger in Memphis at the Danny Thomas.
Well, that was a young Al Geiberger
event. There. Yeah, it was 1977, and it was the first ever player in PGA Tour history to post a sub-60 score, 59, 13 under, at the Danny Thomas Memphis Classic Colonial Golf Course in Cordova, Tennessee. I've been there.
I had that in 9 holes last week.
And it's embarrassing. It's happened several times since. It seems now in the modern era, we get a 59 every few years. And what's his name? Jim Furyk shot 58.
That's right.
In competition. Yeah. On the same day.
And we have just returned from the Brushy Mountain State Prison in Petros, where last night 7 prisoners escaped. Among them, James Earl Ray. Ray is still at large, but one of the men who escaped with him was recaptured today.
The elusive James Earl Ray. We just talked about him.
Right.
Was it yesterday? Was the anniversary of 68 when he was captured?
2 days
Tuesday.
Ago,
He was captured in London after shooting Martin Luther King Jr. And then this date in 1977, we also made note of this. I had forgotten that it was like 2 days later in history. Not 2 days, actually, but 2 days and 9 years later. He would then escape the Tennessee prison. From what we hear is he wanted to get out of prison so he could go see Al Geiberger shoot his 59.
Well,
because they rolled in Tennessee. He went down to Memphis.
Yeah.
He hitchhiked down there, see a little 59, and then, get recaptured again.
Mm-hmm.
That was 77. How about 85?
I'm Don Keough, president of the Coca-Cola Company. When we brought you the new taste of Coke, we knew that millions would prefer it, and millions do. And we knew that it would beat the taste of our major competitor. And it does. What we didn't know was how many thousands of you would phone and write asking us to bring back the classic taste of original Coca-Cola. Well, we read and we listened, and you know the rest. They're both yours. The new taste of Coke and Coca-Cola Classic. Your right of choice is back.
And the people chose, and they chose wisely because classic Coke prevailed. The new Coke only existed a few years later, and it was gone.
Gone.
So what happened is, Pepsi was winning the Pepsi Challenge. They were winning the flavor challenges and the taste tests and all this other stuff. Of course, both of them were foods that made America.
Yeah, their marketing campaign changed, and
they got brought a new guy in, and Pepsi started to really kind of, and actually at one point,
Michael Jackson, I think.
Yes, that too. Even if his hair was on fire,
right?
They were still outselling Coke there, and so they were desperate, and they decided. Now that Diet Coke is not the exact same formula as regular Coke with just the sugar removed and then an artificial sweetener. Diet Coke is a whole different formula. So what they did, they wanted a sweeter flavor like Pepsi. So basically what they did is they took the Diet Coke of the time in the 80s, they took the Diet Coke formula and just sweetened it, and that was new Coke.
Ah.
And then they did Coke Zero later on, which is a different, which is more closer to the original Coke formula.
Mm-hmm.
But this was the day that, by the way, we're obviously, I watch the food that built. Is it food that built America or made America?
Made America, I think. Yeah,
good stuff.
It's so good.
Yeah, the one that was just on was the one about Lay's versus Pringles, how Pringles were invented.
Okay.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Just really. So Coca-Cola announced that, we made a mistake. We're bringing back the old formula. Hey, let's remember one of the Oak Ridge boys today.
I was there in the very next room. She thought I was down the hall. She was talking on the phone.
So that's Steve Sanders, who took over when William Lee Golden left. Did he leave in a bit of a huff?
He did. He did.
The other guys didn't like his beard.
No.
Didn't
like his whole, that old mountain man persona.
Didn't fit the Oak Ridge Boys image. So this is
Steve Sanders came in.
Yeah, he came in. He was part of the band. Then he started singing, and he fit right in. He sang nicely, and here he is
from the back to the front.
On Lucky Moon, you hear him on the Monongahela in the Ohio. It's going to take a lot of river. He sings on that one, too. But he took his own life. Self-inflicted gunshot wound this date.
Very sad. He 1998.
Was young. He was only 45.
Jeez.
1998 here this date. 2003.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, engine start, and liftoff of the Delta II rocket carrying the Spirit from Earth to planet Mars.
So yeah, the Spirit rover, the first of the rovers that have been roaming Mars here all these years.
Are 2003. The Irish rovers involved?
It could have been. Well, you know what? It was really, there were a bunch of dogs named Fido and Spot that were angry that they didn't name it after them.
I understand.
The Spirit, Fido, Spirit, you know what I'm saying there. So,
I do.
We're exploring Mars, and it started this day, 2003. Let's remember Ray Charles.
Mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love me, daddy, all night long.
Ray Charles, you know, he had influences on just about every kind of music, including country, and he did have country songs that charted.
Will you see me in misery?
So skilled.
Come over, baby, see about me now.
Ray Charles, one of the best of all time, passed away complications from liver disease this day, 2004. He was 73. What time is it, Neil?
Is this TV theme time?
It is. It's the Sopranos theme.
Oh.
HBO's hit mob drama came to an end. Six storied seasons. A controversial end. It was just, as they call, the Fade to Black episode. Where they were with, I think they were all just sitting in a cafe, and then they just expected something gory to happen, I'm sure. Something shocking to end, and they just faded to black. Sopranos ended this day, 2007.
Some sad news to report. We are getting news that a hometown hero has passed away.
Yeah, Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe, he passed away at the age of 88. Multiple reports, Radio Canada Sports, they are confirming that he passed away today.
And Gordie Howe, Mr. Hockey, passing away this day, 2016. What a career.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Guy.
He played a season in the National Hockey League at the age of 52.
Wow.
The 79-1980 Hartford Whalers had Gordie Howe on his team. He played all 80 games.
Jeez.
15 goals, 26 assists, 41 points.
Unreal.
He just wasn't there to skate a few shifts, you know, just to, you know, ceremonially. He was there to perform and help the team win.
Contribute, yeah.
So, Gordie Howe. And
something
then he
else.
Was with the Houston Aeros. He actually skated on the same line with his sons, Mark and Marty, there for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
With the Houston Aeros in the International Hockey League. Birthdays.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said. Mama
the main lead singer of the Shirelles, Shirley Alston, 1941, born this day. She's 80. The Shirelles had some good hits.
Oh, for sure.
This is one of my favorites right here, Mama said. Shirley Alston, happy birthday, 80 today. He was one of the guys that Axel Foley took down in his career.
Mr. Foley! You involved yourself in business that doesn't concern you. That was a mistake.
Remember Maxwell Dent from Beverly Hills Cop 2?
Two, yes.
He was the alphabet killer, although he tried to pin it on the guy from Quantum Leap.
Right.
Jürgen Prochnow, Maxwell Dent, who I believe was a big contributor to Playboy and Hugh Hefner.
Oh.
Remember that scene? One of the best scenes in the
movie. Oh, yeah,
movie,
yes, yes, yes.
So that was Jürgen Prochnow. He's 80 today.
Okay.
This guy here from SNL... The first guy that I ever saw that did a real good impression of Paul Harvey.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey with the rest of the story.
Rich Hall, SNL, funny guy.
I remember him.
Yeah, so happy birthday to him here today.
How old is he now?
67.
Uh-huh.
The deal is this is my last hurrah because I made a New Year's resolution that I'm not going to drink anymore. During the week.
She was Meredith from The Office. Kate Flannery, The Office U.S. edition and version of The Office. Happy birthday to her. She's 57.
What's your plan?
First, I plan to soil myself. Then I'm going to regroup and come up with a new plan. Any thoughts?
Wait a minute. I always have this with me just in case.
Okay, I get it. I have bad teeth.
No, Austin. The floss is to swing ourselves onto the ledge.
Oh.
Judo chop. Mm-hmm. I believe they were being harassed. Was it sharks with lasers, beams, or was it ill-tempered sea bass? It was one of the two.
One or the other, yeah.
She was Ms. Kensington.
Lovely.
Austin Powers. Elizabeth Hurley, 56. You should consider playing a Lee Bryce song in today's Bobathon.
I could do that. That's a good one right here.
He's 42 today. And Kate Upton, who's the cover model. She's done some acting, some commercials, Sports Illustrated, number of sports. Is she still with Justin Verlander, the pitcher?
That makes him a very lucky man if she still is. I don't know.
Kate Upton, 29.
All right, gone, but not forgotten today. She was really the Babe Ruth of the acting of Hollywood. Academy Award-winning actress Hattie McDaniel. She broke the color barrier at the Oscars. First African-American to win an Oscar for her role in Gone with the Wind in 1895.
Did Babe Ruth break the color barrier?
I thought that was Jackie Robinson. My bad.
That's all right. He broke the hot dog barrier.
That's true.
Babe Ruth was the first one to eat a hot dog during a baseball game, so he broke the hot dog barrier.
That's good.
And he ate more than one.
I would say he could challenge, what's his face? From July 4th.
Right, yeah. Joey Chestnut. Yeah. Joey Chest Pains.
Better yet. Then there's Emmy Award-winning actor. How many first names did your dad have? Mine had just one. Charles Clarence Robert Orville Cummings.
Wow.
Do you really believe in the perfect murder?
Yes, absolutely. On paper, that is. But I doubt if I could carry it out.
Oh? Why not?
Well, because in stories, things usually turn out the way the author wants them to, and in real life, they don't.
That's from
Alfred Hitchcock.
What are they dialing there, Neil?
M for murder.
You're trying to blackmail me.
Good movie. I want to see that.
That is a good movie.
Again.
Bob Cummings, he had his own show. He's in many movies. Bob Robert Cummings, an Emmy Award winner, 1908. Blues singer Howlin' Wolf. Not sure that was his birth name, Howlin'. His folks should be credited if it is. 1910. And then there's actor Barry Morse.
I didn't kill her. I didn't, Gerard.
No, of course you didn't. Tucson, Dallas, Los Angeles, Seattle, Atlanta, Miami, and North Oak. All those rooms, all those days and nights alone, remembering and imagining.
So he played Gerard in the Fugitive TV.
Okay.
Program from the 60s, and did that carry over into the early 70s too? How many years was that on?
I think it was all in the 60s.
So he was Gerard. Of course, Tommy Lee Jones then played that in the movie with Harrison Ford.
Yes. So Barry Morse, the guy there, born on this day, 1918. And
although,
of course,
I think Gerard was not a U.S. Marshal
as Tommy Lee Jones was.
I think he was just a regular police detective
I think that's correct.
Was chasing him down.
And she's one of us, Minnesota's own Judy Garland.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
I don't know what gave her that idea.
Things looked a bit different.
Every time I go to Kansas, I'm looking for bright-colored short people.
And yellow brick roads. Exactly.
I'm very disappointed.
Judy Garland was born on this day in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 1922, starred in... There she is in The Wizard of Oz, of course, and in other things. Tremendously talented. 1922. And defense attorney F. Lee Bailey, O.J. Simpson, and Patty Hearst among some of his famous clients. 1933. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
You could start a Bobathon here today and a no-repeat workday with Brooks and Dunn, Brand New Man. Mm-hmm. George Strait, It Just Comes Natural, or Barbara Mandrell, Wish You Were Here.
I'm inclined to go ladies first today.
Broadcasting from the Plow World Power Equipment Studios. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY. Faribault. KLCIL.